Kemi. Amen. Alright, the essence of church meetings is get together. Second program. The first thing at 11:17, Paul was challenging the church in Corinth and says, in this I praise you not, because when you come together, you do not come together for the better, but for the worse. First Corinthians 11:17. So, when you come to church, Paul was saying that when you come to church, you don't get better. So the essence of church meeting is what? That you get better. Say that I get better. Yesterday I was somewhere and I had to teach somewhere. And I commended them that at least so we have churches in Nigeria where we're not doing Valentine. That's a wonderful Valentine Day. Ah! So you're forming send the letters of school. Yesterday I just found it and I was stepping the fellow pastor. This has been an opportunity for many churches. You know Wednesday, you did clearly. Then dress casual. Jean. All Jane. Say, our dress is casual, but our spirituality is not casual. You know what I mean? It's more small. It's more rejected. That's what casual said. Casual meeting service. Special balance. No. And then a touch of red. Say, I don't have red, I should not come to church. It's a touch of red. In particular church. Sexual business. That's the theme of the program. I just use name to cover the church. Everybody, Abuluko Bulashi. Wow, what a topic. Jesus is glorified. Even the head of the church is learning. Praise God. But sorry, we won't do that yet. We won't see a touch of red. Okay, then why? We won't see a touch of red. Hallelujah. Blue. I don't know why the sign is blue. Because when you come to church, church is not where you just come to do the problem. Not where you just, that's not where you come to do Valentine's Day. Do I believe Valentine's Day? Of course not. Yesterday for us was TLS Day. Hallelujah. Huh? TLS Bond. No TLS Bond. Tommy Lee husband. That was yesterday. He died February 4, 2013.
2013, brother.
That was yesterday for us. For those who have been influenced by not Valentine, I didn't know Valentine. And he does not know me. He does not know me, bro. I know him. Hallelujah. And I've watched videos. Red Bull.
Praise God.
So then, what are we talking about? Like, you don't expect anything today, apart from doctor. You don't expect acquire, the desire to inspire, to see you aspire. J.E.N. That all of you just, that was 1971 by one. I've lost the aspire to acquire to see you all aspire. Grandma, give it to me. Grandma. A particular lecturer, a particular doctor was teaching in class this week. How was in class? He left the doctor. In neuro. You have neurologist. You have brick. He just said, you know, converse that was just inconsistent. And people are shouting, Grandma. I'm serious. People are serious. You are writing it down. I told him my face. This is what I was doing. And I was emotionless. He's a pretty word. I knew. I've heard a lot. I was just writing. You were like, deep. I know what's deep about it. What's deep about it? It's not even shallow. You know, Paul called the church in Corinth. He called them babes in Christ. In 1 Corinthians 3:1. He said, I cannot continue as a spiritual. I was of the kind, even as of the babe in Christ. And this church in Corinth, you know, they flow with all the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 1:7. He said they were not lacking behind in anything. The same church. You know what he taught the same, that church in Corinth. You know what he taught them? And if you call them babes in Christ. I wonder what you would call some churches these days. They don't even qualify as babes in Christ. We just say in Christ. Look at that. But because, he used to hear a lot of things yesterday. Praise God. How much money did you say? From a child, I was going to do the scriptures. Is able to make you wise on salvation. And then verse 16, that is all scripture is the manifestation of God and spoken for doctrine, for reproof, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be truly furnished, may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Now, verse 16 will let you know that the usefulness of the scriptures, that is the body of truth of the scriptures all together, teach one. Some of you don't really do good. You already know the answer. Yeah, that's something about repetition. Repetition brings stability. You know, some of you, there's a reason I would say that you don't even need to open by you already, some of you 7:23 is saying, boom, back in your head. You know, you say something is dying. 2 Timothy 15, 2 Timothy 2:15. Those are things that will give me a Luke 24:25-27. Which one again do you use like that? 4 John 5:14. Read God. And so, Paul was writing Timothy. And so Paul was writing Timothy and he says, the usefulness of the whole scripture, when you bring everything in the scriptures together, everything in the Bible, what you should teach is what? Salvation through faith in Christ. He now says in verse 16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. What doctrine there means teaching, to teach. Didaskalia in the Greek, D-I-D-A-K-A-I-L-L-I-A. It means to teach, that is to explain something. So, this all scripture is given for teaching. For teaching. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, we must consistently explain the scriptures. The profiting of the scriptures is in the explanation of it. I tell you only that the Bible was not given for you so that you can quote. Wrong context. You know, I explain how to read someone out of context. I explain that on Sunday, Abby. This is an illustration of the secretary. Abby?
Alright.
So, scriptures are for explanation, not for quoting. If you have people quote scriptures.
Right.
I used to have a friend like that. When I was 11. What he does is when he wants to teach, he will now type that word. What device is that contains that word? He will now cram it. He comes to you. Okay. Like, Genesis 4. Alright, so I just fire, bro. You don't know, fire. You cannot explain. Just pick one and just explain it. Praise God. So Romans 15:4, we'll type from last week. Says things are written in 4 versions. Written are written a 4 times were written for our learning. That we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. The things that are written in 4 times were written for our learning. Say for our learning. So we saw last week that the word aforetime is the word prographo. Written aforetime is actually prographo, that is something that has been what? Announced before now. Abi, we saw that last week. So when you say something that was written aforetime, that is it has been announced earlier on. That has been said before now. That is the things that have been said before now were written for our learning. Funny enough, that word learning is the same word doctrine. Yeah, that's clear. So it says the things that were written aforetime were written for our education. Can we say education, right? Education will fit it. Right. So, they are written for our education, they are written for our explanation, so that we can explain them. Is that right? So, mark that word, prographo, written aforetime. Because we'll come back there shortly. That is the things that were written aforetime. So, that means definitely there are things that have been written before now. And they were written for our learning. So, when we shun those things, we shun education, we shun knowledge. That means we sit on the high table of the unlearned. He said there are things that have been written before now, and you are reading for our learning, equipped through the patience and comfort of the scriptures. You can use consolation. Through the patience and the consolation of the scriptures, because you see that in the next verse 5, you now use consolation. Through the consolation of the scriptures, we might have what? Oh! Say oh! So, he's saying that, when we learn these things that were written before, oh is birth. Right? Oh is birth. So, mark hope. We'll come back to it. Hope. Right, so, and then they were writing for our learning. So, how many of you know it's obvious that everything in the scriptures, or let's say the Old Testament, for example, is not about salvation? Is everything about salvation? David and Goliath, is it about salvation through faith? There has no single mention in the epistles. Paul is never remember it, even as a joke. Say, let's just joke with you, know? Hallelujah. No, Paul joked with something. You know? Let's see that. But he didn't remember it, even as a joke. So, There are some things that are not even about faith in Christ at all. So, what do we do with those information? Wow. Alright, so, the things that were not about salvation, are we to discard them? We just say, in last week we saw a specific example of the sacrificial system of the old system. And then, Paul already broke it down that God was never involved in those sacrifices, right? Abi, so, sacrificial system of the Old Testament. God was never involved, right? Was God involved? You think those burnt offerings were going to God? No. But, look at how Paul now used it. Look at how the epistles now use it. In Romans 12:1, for example, he now says, I beseech you, brethren, present anybody a living sacrifice. Only an acceptable unto God, but this is your reason. So, he now used the sacrificial system of the Old Testament to explain our service to God. So, he didn't just discard that. oh, there's no sacrifice, there's no sacrifice. No. He now brought it and used it to explain. Exactly. So we can use that. And is it the same thing, Philippians 4, 18? Philippians chapter 4, verse 18. What then, notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. No? Sorry, I'm reading 1:18. Philippians 4, 18. But I have all and abound, and I'm full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. Can you see that? Talking about the things of Epaphroditus in ministry. Exactly. It is a sacrifice, well pleasing. No, it wasn't talking about the sacrifice of the Old Testament, but yet it was using the knowledge of the sacrificial system of the Old Testament to explain the gospel truth. Are we lost? You can never be lost. See, I'm not lost. How many of you are with me? Yeah, yeah. Where I am is where you are. So, another example in 1 Peter 2, 5 says you are living stones too. You are built up into a spiritual house. Let's see that. 1 Peter 2, 5. You also as living stones, you are built up in a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices accepted to God by sacrifice. So use that power, accept it to God. You are built up as living stones, identity, sacrifice.
Yeah.
You see that as the work, Peter uses as the work of Christ. To explain the work of Christ. Ephesians 5, 2. Ephesians chapter verse 2. Ephesians 5, 3. And walk in love, as Christ has really loved us and gave himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for his sweet smell. Can you see? They explain the work of Christ as sacrifice. Sacrifice. Also, you can use, we just use it for thanksgiving. When I was, when we were praying, the other time, people said, it says, sacrifice of praise, right? The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. You use it for thanksgiving, sacrifice. So, can we see that? The fruits were not totally discarded. Even though they make no relevance to the New Testament ministry, but it didn't totally shun them. Did you get what I just said? Yeah, this is how you use them to explain. So, we can learn from the Old Testament. That's where I'm coming from. So, just like, for example now, priesthood. You know, priesthood that we use, Peter uses in 1 Peter 2:9 when he says, you are a real priesthood of the holy nation. Now that priesthood, you know, is a borrowed terminology from the Old Testament. Priesthood is a broad terminology. It's not a New Testament word. So, in that sense, all believers, because all believers are priests, you see that in Revelations 1, 5 and 6. So, you must not throw away the baby with the bathwater. Exactly. So, the Old Testament, the Old Testament. No, we cannot outgrow learning from the Old Testament. If you outgrow it, you have grown to Hallelujah! So, why am I coming here? Genesis 17, 1. Because that's where I want to start from. I want to learn from the Old Testament. When Abraham was 90 years old, and now, is it? And now, Abby? He's 79 now, Abby? Is it my head that is doing it? Oh yeah, one to go! I am the Almighty God. Say Almighty God. Wow. The sound of that. Sorry. I believe you know the title of what we're considering. El Shaddai. Yeah. You just coming from last week. El Shaddai. And I think I'll just round up today. I knew you cannot see even as good as that. Volume. El Shaddai is 34. El Shaddai is 37 track. We have lost it. Alright, so, okay, I am the Almighty God. What before this happened? So, does this sound like an announcement? Like a grapho? So that's like a mark that pro grapho before. So, God announced himself to Abraham. So, can will this be part of what Romans was saying, that the things that were said before were written for our learning? Thank you. So, this announcement makes sense to us. God said, I am the Almighty. The word Almighty there is the word Shaddai. El is for God. E-L means God. While Shaddai is for Almighty. More than Almighty meant what? All sufficient. Thank you. All sufficient. It is for the way parents, the mother feeds the child, breastfeeds the child. At least in the mother's breast, the child has all sufficient milk. Is that clear? Something like more than enough for me. Is that clear? You can never, this one, you can never finish. How do you know that a lactating mother's milk will never finish with the baby? You don't know. Will never. One of my friends there, not only be a friend, I can't call it today. They give me my. Yes, I need those days. Right? Take breast milk. At your age. Then now, if I say I want breast milk, everybody will be looking at me. I say, why do you still want breast milk? You have no, no, no. Yeah, no, it makes. Praise God. Hallelujah.
And
so he said, I am the all-sufficient God. So God announced himself to Abraham. I said, Abraham, watch it. I am the all-sufficient God. All-sufficient. So, that totally makes sense to us. Because if he's all-sufficient, then he's almighty. Praise God. So, God announced himself to Abraham as the one who is more than enough. Brother Hagin will call it the more than enough God. He's not all-sufficient. He said, my God is more than enough. Actually, this preaching is from him. I read one of his books. So, say, I am the all-sufficient God. Walk before me and be perfect.
Praise God.
But when Jesus now came to the picture, the love of God on 2 feet, walking on the street of Galilee, he said the same thing and he made the same announcement. That he is the all-sufficient God. John chapter 8. John chapter 8. You know, God later announced this again in Exodus 3:14. When he says, when Moses asked them, who should I say sent me? And then Moses, God said what? Say, I am. Got it, I am. Say to Pharaoh, I am sent you. Hallelujah. Let me just give it to you. No, in the original rendering, it's read in full. Actually, it's the word, I am that I am. I will be what I will be. Alright? So, God made an announcement. Jesus also did that in John chapter 8, verse 32. Let's start from verse 52, rather. John chapter 8. You saw that last few words, the last few. I
am what the word says that I am.
Don't you read verse 52 to 58? Worry together. Follow the story. John chapter 8, verse 52 to 58. You there? Alright, let's go. Once you go. Come on! Once you go! Oh, wait. You're not there. I'll wait for you. John chapter 8. Are you there now? John chapter 8, verse 52. Alright, so let's read together. Everybody, want to go? Savage. And that's in Iran. And Jesus said to them, very, very excellent to you. Before Abraham was, I am the Almighty. Before Abraham was. The same announcement God has made. I am. Hallelujah. So, Jesus introduced himself, well, classic introduction. You know what they say? Are you greater than Abraham? He's dead. Are you greater than the prophet? Who are you? And he said they will never tell him that. So Jesus was a very wonderful person. He had the right response. At the point, the Pharisees, I was sharing that on Sunday, when the Pharisees asked him, he said, hey, why? My husband, your husband, first husband died. Then, my no one, the one, second one died. Third one, third one died. Fourth one died. Fifth one. Yes. Why? Who shipped him on the resurrection? On the resurrection. Jesus said, you know not the scripture, nor the power of God. So much God said, catch me, stop laughing at you. Look at here now. He said, if I say that you did not send me, I'll be a guy like you. Hallelujah. There are two people I enjoy reading most. Who are who? Jesus and Paul. Sometimes I won't scope to that. I'll just say, Paul said, I'll not say, okay, sorry, I put, you know? Hallelujah. He had a way of writing. It's called intelligence. Paul was a very wonderful writer. I heard that none of you are first sleep when our body feels like. Where's Paul? I know we'll be much around the life. Telling us, okay, how he wrote from, how he's going to be led. Hallelujah. So just like before Abraham was, I am the all-sufficient God. So, Jesus proved this. We saw that last week, we saw a bit of that last week from the wedding at Cana of Galilee, where he called one of the one. Wow, such a sight. Some of you, if you are there, you will not pour the water inside the water. You just eat and eat. What is this one saying? You should pour water inside the water, but you think probably you want to make it for. And then you go and say, say what? The wine. I told you that you will have said wine. What is the wine? Is this guy kidding me? Is this time to tell us to rinse the remaining wine? Hallelujah. But then, lo and behold, they said it, and it was wine. But the master of ceremony has to say, why did you keep the best one for the last? Hallelujah. He gives the best. Then he gives the best. So, we saw that, till the miracle of the law of the five hills, and to finish it, we saw the modernist preacher was trying to say that the loaves were bigger, so he could feed 5,000. You don't read the well, sir. How big can loaves be? How big? Oh, the fishes too are big. Because the loaves are bigger than what we have today. So the fishes too are bigger than what we have today. And you've forgotten that it's a little boy's lunch. Huh? Well, it's just like donuts. Because it's his lunch, except he's a glucose. Praise God. So, he multiplied 5 loaves. What a man. Hallelujah. He successfully proved himself as the all-sufficient. Hallelujah. As the one who is more than enough. Say more than enough. So, we saw that, he supernaturally met it with me. Also, we saw needs of healing that were met. We saw the blind Bartholomew. Hallelujah. Praise God. We saw how he raised Lazarus from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! And so there's nothing that could be, that could have beaten woman's imagination than a man that has died for this. And Jesus said he's sleeping. They are friend Lazarus. You know, that was his language, consistency. Even when, Jairus' daughter died too, Jesus said, she sleeps. You know, you must learn some terminology. Pastor Christian, we call it sound code. Hallelujah. You must learn how you talk. Hallelujah. Don't even obey. How your word, man. You know, this is getting right. And she, of course, is definitely right because you already said it's left. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, we saw how Jesus proved himself as the one who is more than enough, even at the face of death. Praise God. So, I told you, I said last week, that never despise a miracle. Why? I gave a reason. Thank you. You do not know when you will need. Never despise miracles. Never talk less of miracles. Never talk down on miracles. You will never know when you will need one. Might not be for yourself. Might be for someone else. You will never know when you will need one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, and vitally, we saw the issue of the storm. Just like the name I said. You said, what's in your face? You need to say something. Alright, so, vitally, we saw the issue of the storm. That even though Jesus was on board, there was still an opera. Right? The storm did not say Jesus on board, don't you know what? The storm came irrespective of Jesus being on board. So, we must not be overwhelmed. Hallelujah. Must not get anxious. And let worry take over. We'll see what we should do. So, yes, the nature of this all-sufficient God. You know, it's something for someone to have something. It's another thing for him to give something. Right? You know, because some of you, you're a Nigerian man, you say, it's not sufficient. He didn't give us. He give us now. He wants to see if it's all sufficient for himself. You get what I'm saying? Or it's all sufficient to us. Is that correct? So, we'll see the nature of God. Because I remember at night, when I was in boarding house, and I told the story before, there's this guy that was the son, last born of the commissioner of Lagos. One of the commissioners of Lagos. And then you come with a lot of provisions. Me, I'll give Calibus. Meal, one or two, as the economy is talking. Milo, conflict, one, now it's one. Good more, one, everything one, sir. He'll bring like eight. He has a separate box of provision. I put it very close, how many are they? Why create a special box for something that is like five? So he has a special box. So when he's loading, he was also, he had more than enough, I'm serious. And he doesn't eat. Okay. So, we always wait for the last day of the time to beg him, give us. Let's drink this. And then you don't need it. So, he was also efficient, but was not called in. Right? Right? I remember one time a guy, my bunkmate, he's a final year then after this. Then, this kid is not supposed to go for me. By divine, we met again. And then, we decided to drink my meal first, and we come back to you. Just like throwing in the solo story. And then, when he was his own, he said, like mommy will ask him. You don't know ask you what you have been drinking all day. You know my own. So, as a very naughty person that I was, born again, I didn't see anything. I knew what I was doing. I said, no problem. So, when it was the next day at night, when everyone had done it for prep, I went back to the hostel. Of course, at the stake. And so I bought all things in Milo. I noticed that he had been taking the same Milo. That he said his mom would come and he just didn't want me to take out of it. So I bought everything. He had already cut it. I bought everything inside his paper. And I wrapped it. And I bought sand inside his Milo sand. And then I was leaking, as leaking, I just was leaking. So the night, he came back and he took his up box. So he just took it. Normal way. He wanted to. You think I was dumb? I mean, just in it. And every night, he's taking our property. So, I just said, yeah! So, he was wrong. He said, nothing. Of course, that would be nothing. And the paper was just there. So, he had a sufficiency, but he was not giving, right?
Right?
Let's see if God is like that. Because the way some people think about God, you think, why is better than God? Still like. By the way, good, right? Regardless. John said, jam during good luck tenure, delivered 48 million or whatever. And this tenure that during 8 billion. Right. The difference is clear. Right. That was those who are corrupt. That's why the money was so much. He said, think about your life. It shows that people are not getting admission and they're writing jam to over it. More than you think. That's just what it shows. Common sense should tell you that. It's called jam. So it shows more of our educational system. And I said, and I go, well, our president is not even educated. So, we should be right to jump again. And get the snake. Okay. Praise God! I know! The other of the God. So, let's see the nature of God. And let's see if he's also like that.
So,
because the way people talk about God, the impression, you almost see God. Why are they the same meaning like that? Praise God! So, very vital in Bible study is the nature of this all-sufficient God. Is he all-sufficient for himself or towards us? James chapter 1 verse 5. James chapter 1 verse 1 to 5. Alright, James chapter 1 verse 1. What if verse 1 to 5? All of us do. Are you ready? One to go. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience, but let patience have a perfect form. That he may be perfect and entire, one thing nothing. Then he will have wisdom. Let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and he shall be given who? He says, any lack wisdom, but fast. Let him ask God, that gives to all, the word men is actually, he says, gives to all liberally. Let him ask, the word ask there is atio, A-I-T-E-O. It means to call for, to call for. Let him call for God. If there any lack wisdom, let him call for God who gives to all liberally. Say liberally. The word liberally is what applies. H-A-P-L-O-S. It actually means it's an adverb. It describes how he does it. So, it's actually the word bountifully. All sufficient. Bountifully. So, he says, if any lack wisdom, by implication, if any lack anything, let him ask of God. Then he explains the nature of God's giving. That he gives what? Bountiful. He gives bountiful. And he obligates not.
That's hard English for Nigerians, because I don't think we use it. It's an old English.
It's a word on a day, though. It means to shame. You know the way you shame so? Huh?
How do I put it then?
You know the way you reproach? To suffer someone. Yeah, to suffer, that's what. To suffer someone. That's it? That's what my bunkmate did to me. Or, that's what, let me mention his name. I've never even seen Aluko. The commissioner's son. That's what he did to us. To us, the man. And our money. Praise God. So, how he did to us, the man. He suffered us, right? And he had this thing, even though it's not our own. He had this thing, right? He had all things. All things were his. He has it. He has bunkmate. No, no, that bumped down at me though. I have not seen it before. Wonder. Yes, different brand. And me.
Consistent.
It is more like bumped down. And that's what it's done. While I was getting getting 50 naira from my guy here. I think I was getting maybe 300 naira or 500 naira. For a day. Doing 2 hours or 2. I imagine for 500 naira. Getting 500 naira for break. I'll get 50 naira. I'm by my guy here. Sometimes he says, if I get 50 naira today. I said, look at him. He just begged your business. I hear that. If I get 50 naira, you spend everything. I said, ah. This man won't fish you. Hallelujah. How that has gone, nothing. Praise God. So, he says, God does not suffer. He doesn't suffer. He doesn't say, when he asks, you're not say, let's see if you keep asking. Let's see if he's diligent enough to ask for more. Huh? On a diesel? Huh? Or break? He doesn't shake, he doesn't reproach you. He won't say, the one you asked yesterday, because the one I gave you last week, you ask and you receive. The one I gave you last week, what did you do with it? And yeah, Father. Give it to somebody. You can have another one. Hallelujah. He doesn't reproach. So he doesn't reproach. So James called the attitude of God, that even in the seemingly times that are uncomfortable, he says God still gives us. So he doesn't suffer anyone, he doesn't reproach, he doesn't chide. That's quite instructive. So unanswered prayer, or let me say, answered prayer. If you touch the prayer, answered prayer, is it peculiar to believers? Okay. Answered prayer. When I say yes, no, answered prayer. Is it peculiar to only believers? Okay. Or can unbelievers also have answered prayer? Can unbelievers also have answered prayer? If you are in here, let me do that way. Unbelievers can also have answers to prayer. Let me see. Only believers can have answers to prayer. Let me see. Why? God answers. Wish. What did they pray? They know wish. They pray. And you have answered. You are going with the first class. Okay. We'll see. So, let's see. Because, clear enough in Jesus' attitude and lifestyle and his words, we'll see that God actually takes care of everyone. Praise God. They take care of everyone. And he takes care of me. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. After this teaching, you should be bold enough in the place of prayer. And in receiving answers to prayer. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you, that you speak well of them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you. No, he says love your enemies. He didn't say, they'll become your friends though. Yes, your enemies. We did that in working in love last year. 1-7. Love your enemies. They are your enemies, but you love them. Alright. Verse 45. That he may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Hallelujah. For if you love them which love you, do you not behave like publicans? The publicans also do the same. And if you salute your brethren only, what do you want the mothers? Are publicans not also doing this? Hallelujah. So Jesus is saying that your Father in heaven takes care of both the just and the unjust. Praise God. Praise God. So that's good to know. He answers everyone, actually. How much more is he? He answers every man. You can be in the shrine. And you pray to God and you answer in the mosque. Because you're the only lady in the prayer. In the mosque. Praise God. So he answers everyone. Say he answers everyone. In Matthew 7:7. He said, ask and shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and shall be opened unto you. For whosoever ask. Say whosoever. So his answered prayers is not peculiar to believers. First time I saw a particular brother. He frowned. He said, what's now the advantage of being a believer? The eternal life does not satisfy you. The logical code. Eternal life is not enough. What's that one day? Kabaya. So, everyone that has received, that's the nature of this all-sufficient God. Everyone that has received, he gives to all. He gives to all. In 1 John 5:14, 4 John 5, 14, very famous and glorious also. I don't know why you don't use any other one. I have reproved, corrected, Epanotosis, Electro, you do not say. 4 John 5, 14. Let's all read together. 14 to 15. Want to go? Well, let me teach you where I teach it. This is as though there is a particular will of God. And if you don't ask according to his will, he will not hear. Right? Is that what it looks like? He said, if you ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So, let's read it.
Which is?
Read it again. This is the confidence. You know how you say we have the confidence? Boldness. That if we ask anything, listen. If he says there's a particular thing that you have to ask according to his will, then it's not anything. Right? If it's according to his will, that is a particular will, that if you don't ask according to, then it's not anything, right? But what he says here is, if we ask what? Anything. So, that's an open check. Says, if we ask anything according to his will, yes. So, put a comma after anything. I want to teach you how to study well. Put a comma after anything.
Put it in your Bible.
Hey, those of you are using e-Bible now. Well, I'll come. Where will it come out? The comma of my book. Alright, so, he says, if we ask anything, according to his will, he hears us. So what does that mean? His will is what?
He hears us.
So, he's not saying that, people have used this, and say, there's a will of God! If you don't ask his will, you will not hear. No! Sometimes, as sweet as he can sound, he says yes. Sometimes he says no. Sometimes he says wait.
He says, is that a word?
His will is that he what?
He hears us. Always.
Always. Say always. He's saying, if we ask anything, that's why there's the confidence. That's why there's the confidence. That we ask anything. According to his will, he hears us. But 15 now shows you that there's that confidence. That's what 15. And if we know that he hears us. So, don't know there's epiglottis. That is, this is a precise knowledge. It's not something we are doubting. We know. And if we know, that is, if we know, he hears us. Whatsoever we ask, we know. Can you see that? That we have the petitions that we desire. The word ask there is the word echo. Echo. E-C-H-O. It's possessive. That is, we know that we possess that which we have asked. Say, I possess that which I ask. So, what we ask, we possess. Is that what I'm saying? Huh? Now the confidence is this. What we ask in the place of prayer, we possess. Mark that word. Mark it. Echo. They're coming back there. So, God's will is that he hears us. In Philippians 4, 6, God's will is that he hears us. So, this should inspire your prayer. This should inspire the way you talk to God. This is right, the way you get things done. By reason of prayer. You don't go to prayer and say, God, expect everything that I need. But it is best that you can give. God is not a market. You don't price. Hallelujah. And I tell him to ask about give me 8K, I will know how to get it for. No. There's a confidence.
There's a confidence.
That we have what we ask. We have what we ask. Alright, so, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
Glory.
Alright, Philippians 4, 6. Be careful for nothing, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. So, the ability to pray has removed the option of worry. Right? The ability to pray removes the option of worry. That I can pray means I should not worry. I said last week that anything that can get you anxious can get you to pray. Praise God. So, I gave a very vital instruction last week. I said, never resort to what? Fear. Never resort to fear. When you resort to fear, you give the devil a second chance to kill you. I'm saying it, go to me anyway. Never resort to fear. Never. So say, psychological things, you see. Oh, you are bottling it. It's a way of expressing yourself. Where? But Jesus wept. Weeping that you have been weeping. How many times Jesus wept? Isn't it Jesus wept? Then Jesus wept. This is what you have wept now. So, you cry every time. Listen to it. Your next thought is, you give the devil a chance to do this. Hallelujah. The fact that you can pray, removes the option of worry. Doesn't fix anything. Hallelujah.
So, we must learn to put our trust in not what we can do, but what we can do.
Huh? So just be careful for nothing. But in all things, like prayer, that means you trust in the power of God. In prayer. You can get things done in the place of prayer. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. Changes things. Like if God changes me now, we will look at that way. Alright. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. You can get things done in the place of prayer. Not hey,
hey.
I just saying, and I'm praying. Hallelujah. Dear prayer. Changes things.
There are deliverances in the place of prayer.
So, what happens when we now pray and it seems as though we don't? That's the question. Because if we say there's a confidence that when we pray, he hears us. And when he hears us, he answers. That means his hearing is his answering. That is, our asking is his hearing. Every time we ask, he hears. And his hearing is his answering. So there's nothing like an unanswered prayer. I'm telling you that. Let me just give it to you for free. There's nothing like, it's a myth. Unanswered prayer is a myth. Praise God.
Uh-huh.
Even Daniel had his prayers answered. He was just delayed 21 days. And that was because he didn't have the Holy Spirit. That was to come by an angel.
Right?
And it was not because the answer was something he wanted to see. Just for something to happen. Let's see that. So, why when we pray and it seems that something happened. Next year we're going to teach on, when there's no church, when there's no church, you look at that. Alright, so what happens when we pray? And it seems that we know it. James 1, very important. Remember, I asked you to note Romans 15:4. Oh, Abid? Aha. James 1.
That's right.
Are you learning something this evening? James 1:5.
But if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all liberally. Say, gives to all? Aha. And obey it not, and shall be given unto him.
But let him ask it. Nothing wavering. For he that wavers, he's like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For not let that man think, he shall what? Deceive him. Say, let him ask him. Say, if he doesn't ask him, say, he's wavering. And if he wavers, let him not think. Come Maru, my love, let him not think he can receive anything from the Lord.
The word we see. Okay, wait, before that. Sometimes we waver in the place of prayer. We keep thinking of other things that God is not.
You are trying to tell God, okay, God, I need this, the one, this, one. And then your mind is saying, we need it. Baba, you don't waver.
Huh?
Your name is called waver. Don't waver. Hallelujah. You know, he says, nothing wavering. Let him ask in faith. Pure faith. Hallelujah. In faith is no reason. In faith is no doubt. In faith is no, I have a uncle that, that's no faith too. That's calculation. Hallelujah. I know someone in the HR. So, I know the HR. The HR will just link me up with the father I think. Which father? Thank the HR. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't thank the father. It's not the father. It's the HR that gave me the job. That's calculation of faith. Hallelujah. And let him ask his faith. Nothing waver. Because if he wavers, let him not think. I will see him. The word we see is what Lambano. I know you know that one.
Lambano.
There are two words in the Greek used for this. One is Lambano, one is Pericomai. Pericomai. Lambano is spelled Lambano. I'll tell you the difference between the two. But Lambano means to actively seize something.
Can you see? Can you know what I just did?
Pam, come, let me use you. Case touch. Take this. You don't know, I cannot see it. Don't shoot me. Take this. You don't know how to see it. Take it. I get it. Thank you. Thank you. Lambano. So, he says, wait. When we pray, in our asking, our deceit, the act of asking is how you lambano. I get what I'm saying. So, when you are no longer asking, of course, that is a waiver. Thank you. You're not calling for God at you. Remember. You're not calling for God. You're not calling for sense. You're not calling for connections. You are not lambanoing. So is it God's fault? Remember, he answers every man. Hey, sorry. Come on, love. And you gave me, you gave me the best. You like how? You don't like that. So, you get what I'm saying? This is the pen. He wants it. And anyone who wants the pen, come and have it. You all see them. He comes. He just received it, right? Right? Aha. That shows that he really needs it, yeah? In prayer, our asking is a lambano. It's not as though you are asking, then you are waiting for God to answer. That asking, that act of faith, is a lambano. Is a receipt. We thought this last thing. I'll still use you, but I want to give you an example. I know because God got that. Huh? So, can you understand that unanswered prayer is a myth? Then say, I'm waiting for answer. You know, when, that shows that you have wavered, just waver. The fact that you say, I'm waiting for answer, but you waver, but you are torn. That is the language again, the real way. But when you are torn, torn. But you waver, Lord. Hallelujah. So, in the asking, is the receiving. I tell you, it's different with Jericho Man. In Jericho Man, no, both of them are received. Jericho Man means receive. This is Lambano. Do Lambano. Thank you. This is Jericho Man. He didn't receive in both cases. Eh? This is Jericho Man. Salvation is in Jericho Man. But he says, in Acts 1, he says, Acts 2, 38, he says, and you receive the gift of the Ghost. He says, well, men and brethren, what shall we do? Verse 37. He says, say repent for the remission of sin, and you receive of the gift of the Ghost. That receive there is in Jericho Man. And he will give it to you. You don't know what I'm going to say, where's Natch? Hallelujah. Leave an illustration. Thank you. Alas! When you receive an alas on your phone, it's a very cool man. But when you go to the ATM to withdraw, that's a lambano. Exactly. Taylor. Praise God. So, in prayer, it's a lambano. You know, let that man that wavers, let him not think that he can receive anything from God. Why? The father is wavering because he's not asking anything. And that's not God's fault, because he gives to every man. Out of grief. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, in prayer, you lambano. The all-sufficient God is saying, ask. In the asking, you see, you lambano. So, always have it in your mind. When you're praying, you are getting things done. All right, all this, we say this prayer, we pray. So, you don't just say, okay, let's thank God that we have received. And you think everything is a tradition. And you say, God is the last, I'm going to wait, just say, down, down, see, see. And you think, everything is joke to you. I have never prayed. Years ago, I have never prayed without an understanding. Like this. Hallelujah. That's how to pray. That's how to pray. When you pray for something, you have a full assurance. I have been answered. You have lambano. You have seized it. Remember what John said. We know that we have a petition. We said, echo. We know that we have. If we know that he hears us, we know that we have the petitions that we desire. Hallelujah. Say, I have. I went with this. First Peter 5:7. First verse. We all read together. The all sufficient God. 4:5-7. Everybody wants to go. Cast in all your cares upon him. For he take cares for me. So how do I cast my cares upon him? From what we have said tonight? Huh? I pray. By asking. I don't depend on myself. I now depend on what he alone can do. I don't see what I can do, but what he can do. Because I ask. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. So I ask my cares for you. Here. Hallelujah. Casting your case. So two people cannot care at the same time. They cast their own case. Cast it on him, for he cares for you. Let him do the word. Hallelujah. He says the lily of the field is the care of them. How much more you? He says that is found. He said, I don't know more hurry than Solomon. Jesus can be there too. Say, what God of Solomon now? This one don't need to work. This one don't need to go and lie to one queen of Sheba. They stay there, enjoying the goodness of God. How much more you say you did not begin to teach your children? How much more your heavenly Father? Hallelujah! Then he causes his rain on both the just and the sense of the shine of God. Hallelujah! He cares for us. He cares for us. So he doesn't leave you stranded. No! That's not the nature of the Father. He's an all-sufficient God. He cares for his children. He ensures that you're well taken care of. Hallelujah! He ensures that you're well taken care of. When he sees any, he needs it. Hallelujah! You know, I said last week that he catches lack by surprise. Hallelujah! That's the God we are. He catches lack by surprise by providing a way out. Not just only material things. Emotional things. Hallelujah! He catches by surprise. Hallelujah! Say, my God, be smiling. So the explanation of this, does this bring hope? Huh? Things that were written for us, were written for our learning. That we through the patience and comfort of God might have hope. You have hope. That when you pray, you receive answers. Hallelujah! That in prayer, valleys will be exalted and mountains will be brought down low. I believe and I receive. I believe and I receive. Mark 11:24. It's hard. Verse 23, he said to the mountain. He has said to the mountain, shall believe in it, you know, that anything I say, he shall believe, he shall have whatever I say. Hallelujah, I have whatever I say. So you believe, not wavering. All things. And you are paying the all sufficient God. That if he says this of course, all sufficient, then I take his word for it. I take one word. That is actually the all sufficient. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's thank God for what you've learned. Go ahead and thank God. And you can now use this opportunity to ask and receive. Use opportunity to ask and receive. And I see you paid. He told Abraham, I am the God with more than enough. I am the God with more than enough.